Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Altar to altar. The process of sanctification, or as I like to remember the word, saintification, is the process whereby the Holy Spirit develops Christ-like character in us. His process is immediate, personalized, and ongoing. In other words, the Spirit is intimately and immediately involved in every aspect of our lives. Christ-likeness in us is described in the Bible with phrases like being made new in the attitude of your minds and putting on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, conformed to the likeness of God's Son, Romans chapter 8, verse 29. The Holy Spirit is often portrayed as fire. In fact, the Bible says that Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. This is because in order for Christ-like character to be formed in us, that character will have to be forged in us, forged in the Spirit's fire. Look at two examples. Until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Psalm chapter 105, verse 19. Even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8. Here's what I've learned. We must alter, A-L-T-A-R, our lives, so that the Holy Spirit can alter, A-L-T-E-R, our lives. Unless we yield to what the Holy Spirit wants to do with us, he cannot and will not bring about the changes that will lead to more Christ-likeness being revealed in us. It may be painful to alter our lives, but the Apostle Paul says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. You alter, and then watch the Holy Spirit alter your life in a way that reveals God's glory.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.